spelling website. Campaigners say the absence of Britain's newest railway stations from a number of ticket-selling websites demonstrates a lack of joined-up thinking. That would be one way of putting it. Bruce Williamson from the independent group Rail Future joins us now. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning.
Morning. So who's not enabling you to buy tickets to come to Coventry?
Well, the bizarre thing is a number of websites, but what makes it shocking is some of these websites actually belong to train operating companies, so you'd think they'd know better, wouldn't you? It's all a bit, yeah. I don't know, it's a bit of a saga. It's a bit embarrassing that these stations are actually invisible when you want to go and buy a ticket online.
Well, I mean, the whole thing has been a bit of a saga, really, to be honest with you. What with the fact that it's stopping outside of a stadium where they have sport, and they won't be stopping there on match days necessarily because of the lack of rolling stock, so we're told. It's been a complete fiasco and saga surrounding the whole thing, and it isn't as like we've not known that this was coming for a very long time.
Yeah, it doesn't show the rail industry in the best of lights, does it? I mean, yeah, and this is what makes it even more galling, really. You know, if this was a last-minute emergency change or something, you might have a little bit of sympathy that, this was thrust upon them. But this has been in the pipeline for years. You know, it's not as if we haven't known about this. So there really is no excuse for these websites not to have got their act together and made these stations available.
So how long do you think it's going to take? Now it's been sort of spotted, etc. How long will it take for these ticket providers to sort this out?
Well, I've got to say your guess is as good as mine, but I fear it may be some time. Let me take another example. Up in Scotland, you may know that the Borders Railway reopened in, I think it was September last year. And by the end of December, sadly, some of the ticket machines in stations still weren't showing the new stations on this route. Don't hold your breath is the message.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's just bureaucracy and incompetence and, I suppose, a lack of prioritising amongst the train operating companies or whoever it is operating these websites. It is, you know, it's inexcusable, and it shows the railway in a very poor light, and it's lost revenue as well because these tickets aren't being sold, and shows a lack of joined-up thinking.
Thank you very much for being with us, Bruce. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll see how long it takes. It could be months, according to Bruce.